Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Podswag. In case you haven't heard, and I pray that you have, we have some really great merch available over on podswag.com, your one-stop shop for clothing, accessories, and novelty items from all of your favorite podcasts. Most recently, we just released some brand new bright blue t-shirts and socks with the Comedy Bang Bang logo on them, which look really, really good. So you can show off your Comedy Bang Bang fandom from head to toe, or neck to toe, really. So go see for yourself at podswag.com/bangbang. That is podswag.com/bangbang. Even if there are simpler ways to chew on bread, nothing beats the classic method, teeth. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang, and thank you to Schnickpot for that catchphrase submission, and welcome to Comedy Bang Bang indeed. What an exciting episode we have for you today. I am Scott Aukerman, the host of Comedy Bang Bang, and occasionally on this show, we like to find icons of entertainment, and we like to sit down with very special one-on-one interviews with these very icons. We've done it with Seth Rogen. We have done it with Brett Gelman. And today is another opportunity, and every day is an opportunity when you really think about it, but today is an opportunity for me to sit down with someone that I have admired throughout his career, a musician, certainly, of note, someone who has, if not topped the charts, certainly been bubbling under and maybe even appeared on them. He is a musician. I think we covered that. I don't know anything really about him, other than his name and, of course, his CV, as they say. But I have to welcome to the show for a special, intimate one-on-one chat. He is the lead singer of the musical combination, nay, group Cameo. Please welcome Larry Blackmon.
Y'all pretty ladies around the world, it's the real Larry Blackmon, so tell all the boys and girls, oh.
Hello, Larry.
Hello, Scott. Thank you for letting me hang on this very special episode of Comedy Bang Bang. Ow.
Yes, sir. Wow, that's just, that's an example of exactly how good Larry Blackmon is. Amazing. Twisting the lyrics of one of his hits around to express the sentiments therein of his appreciation to be here. What a professional. Welcome to the show, Larry. It's so good to see you.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you for having me. How's your day going?
It's going really well. I mean, when you have the opportunity to sit down with someone such as yourself, how could it go any other way than wonderfully?
Oh, I'm very happy to be here.
You, of course, are the lead singer of the group Cameo, an iconic group, certainly in the 80s, with a song called Word Up.
Word Up!
Was that one of your biggest hits, I would imagine?
That was one of them, but we had a lot, Scott.
You did. Yes, I'm looking at a list of some of your songs, but of course I want to let you say them because you must be so proud of them.
Absolutely. We had Word Up.
Word Up, of course, the aforementioned Word Up, which did that top the charts or did it straddle alongside or was it galloping in the distance?
It topped the charts.
Excellent.
And we had Candy. Oh.
Yes.
I can feel it when you walk into the candy store.
I've always wondered about that. The lead singer, Larry Blackmon, can feel it when someone walks into a candy store.
Oh, I can feel it. I say, ooh.
Is that like when Luke Skywalker feels that Han is in trouble on the other side of the universe? Or is that the vibrations is your character, if not you, inside the actual candy store and feels the vibrations of the door opening? Describe exactly what that is.
It's exactly like Luke Skywalker. I'm a Jedi.
Okay. So you you have a special connection with the subject of that song.
Yes.
And can feel the vibrations in the Force when he or she walks into a candy store.
Oh.
And why a candy store?
Because it's candy. I got a sweet tooth sitting in a booth eating cheeseburgers and fries.
The other interesting part about that song is you proclaim you have a sweet tooth, and then you follow it up saying that you're eating something which is savory, which I've always found to be a very interesting contradiction in a song, which adds to the mystique of it.
The cheeseburger's got ketchup on it, Scott. Ketchup is made of tomatoes. Tomatoes are a fruit.
Agreed, and it also has sugar in it, so you're right. Although I wouldn't necessarily say that biting into a cheeseburger, even with ketchup, is a sweet experience.
It's sweet, a treat. I'm standing on my feet, Scott. Ooh.
So you have Word Up, you have candy, which describes the act of eating a cheeseburger in a candy shop, and or maybe you're not in a candy shop. You never describe exactly where you are. Perhaps you're at a diner and you feel the vibrations of the person walking into a candy shop. Is that?
Absolutely, positively, Scott. You got it. We also have She's Strange and I Like It.
That's right. She's strange and you like it.
Just the way she is.
Mm-hmm. You're describing a very odd person.
Yes. She's an alien, Scott. Another planet. She's strange.
I did not. I guess listening to the song as many times as I have over the years, I didn't know that she was an alien from another planet. How interesting. How did you come to write that song?
Well, Scott, I was sitting in that diner and I looked outside. And I said, oh, there's a woman walking down the street, and she was wearing a weird lime green suit. But she had lime green hair and lime green eyes and lime green thighs, lime green size. She was shaped like a lime.
So she was sort of spherical in nature.
Short and spherical, just like candy.
Oh, okay. This is in the candy universe, then, the candy expanded universe?
Yes.
Okay, so I noticed you said you were sitting in the diner, so both of these songs sprang to mind when you were sitting in a particular diner?
Yes, called Cat's Deli in New York City.
Of course we know Cat's Deli, yes. Is that where Harry and Sally had the famous I'll Have What She's Having orgasm?
Yes, that's where it is. I was in there that day. I said, ooh.
And how did you get involved with the band?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Scott. You see, I was in high school. I was walking down the halls, scratching both my balls, when I ran into two other gentlemen who looked kind of like me. They both had on red thongs.
Wait, you were wearing a red thong and these two gentlemen were?
Yes.
And this was not some sort of a mirror in physical education class? You weren't walking by a mirror?
No, Scott. We were just fashion innovators. It was the 1970s.
I guess. I don't recall. I mean, I grew up in the 1970s. I don't recall being able to go to school wearing a thong.
It was New York City, Scott.
Oh, I'm sorry. I beg your pardon.
Where did you grow up, Scott?
California.
Ah. Maybe they had on blue thongs out here.
I think thong was the word that I was. Anyway, so you saw two gentlemen wearing red thongs and you thought, wow, I need to start a band with them.
I looked over at them. I said, ooh, who are you? They said, who are you two? Mm-hmm. I said, I'm Larry Blackmon, and I want to start a band. They said, we can.
I have to say, I've been speaking with you for a good 10 minutes of our long, uninterrupted chat. I've noticed a certain musical cadence to your responses.
Sometimes I get musical. Sometimes I can talk regular. Sometimes I cannot.
It's definitely inconsistent. I will agree with you on that. It's all over the map in a way, if a map is confined to two places.
A map with two places, north and south, hemispheres.
Right, so it's purely just a line map.
Yes!
it does not expand east nor west.
The earth is flat, Scott.
Oh, okay, you're a flat earther, just like Shaq?
I'm a flat earther, a real child birther, Scott.
I wanted to get into that. Do you have family? You obviously, you just mentioned you were a child birther. Have you spawned or sired many children in your life as a rhythm and blues icon?
Yes, Scott. I have, unfortunately. I have been.
Unfortunately?
Yes. I have been out in these streets using all my meats. And I personally have probably over 15 children in the world. It's strange, and I like it.
So wait, it's unfortunate, but it is strange, and you like it.
Yes.
Okay, and you've been using all of your meats?
Yes. Yes, Scott, every inch of my meat, all the way down to my feet, it takes over me.
Is it all the way down to your feet?
Sometimes.
So, word up. Let's talk about word.
Word up.
Yeah, word up. How did that come about? Is that I had never heard that phrase until the song. Was it a popular phrase, or did you popularize it? Did you create it and popularize it?
Word up. Mm. It's the code word.
What does it mean, by the way?
It's the code word.
Oh, it's the code word.
Yes. It was how I remembered my safe in my bedroom. It was a voice-activated safe with all my goals.
So it's how you remembered your code. So what was your actual code? Because word up was just the reminder of the code?
Yes. Word up. I'll explain it to you, Scott. Mm-hmm. It's numerical.
Oh, okay. So is it like a telephone where...
It's 9, 6, 7, 3, 8, and 7.
8 and 7?
9, 6, 7, 3, 8, and 7. Word up.
Word up. Is that still your code on your ATM, automatic teller machine?
I can't tell you.
Okay,
you're
so it is.
You're going to steal my money, you damn little shrew.
I don't know that you should have given that out, but what an interesting secret that was. I mean, the writing of a song must be so difficult. So for you to say, you know what, every time I walk into my bedroom and I have to get my safe, what did you keep in your safe, by the way?
I kept gold and silver. And platinum, too.
So precious metals.
Yes. Yes.
So you, Larry Blackmon.
Yes.
You are a man.
Uh-huh.
You have a safe
right
in your bedroom
on.
Where you keep precious metals that you transmogrify.
Yes, I do.
You realize that anytime you walk into the room and need to get into the safe, you say to yourself, word up, which is a reminder phrase that you use in order to it corresponds to the numbers on a telephone.
Yeah.
You type in your code and you say to yourself, this is a song.
That's it. I typed it in and I was like, how do I get here? What do the letters on this pad spell? They spell word up. And I
didn't know that it spelled word up even though you used it to remind yourself of it?
I didn't put the two things together. It's very, very organic, Scott.
It's so organic as to be almost unbelievable and not make sense.
I confused myself, Scott.
Yeah, that can happen. That can happen, especially with someone with a career as long and as storied as Larry Blackmon. We're talking to Larry Blackmon of the band Cameo here. We, of course, are going to be speaking to Larry the entire show, and this is an incredible opportunity for me. And Larry, I do want to ask you if
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Excuse me, hello? I'm sorry. Nobody's busy here, correct?
Sorry. We're in the,
Oh, okay. Nobody's busy here. Everybody's listening to music on the cans.
Engineer Ryan, do you... Who let this person in?
Hello, I'm
sorry. We're in the middle of taping a show. This is Larry Blackman of Cameo.
Hello.
That's fine.
Obviously.
That's helpful information because I know you are not Scott Aukerman.
I'm Scott Aukerman.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
By process of elimination, of course, we have Engineer Ryan. We have Larry Blackman.
Well, I could tell he's not a Scott because he's wearing glasses. I never seen a Scott in glasses.
Really? That's interesting.
Never in my... Have you?
Well, let me think about this.
Think about it.
Let me go through the list. Scott Speedman. No glasses.
No, never glasses.
Who else we got?
Scott Skiles used to play for the Orlando Magic. Didn't wear glasses,
there
no.
You go.
Protective
right.
goggles ever, though?
Never.
Never. Who wore those? That was Kareem?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay, yeah. So I have seen a Kareem wearing goggles, if that helps.
Oh, yeah, I see a Kareem wearing goggles. If I see a man in goggles, I assume he's a Kareem.
Assume, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But since you were Scott Aukerman.
Yeah, we're in the middle of a show. I'm sorry.
Listening to music.
No, we're not listening to music. We're listening to each other.
Oh, I thought this was one of those clubs where everybody brings their own music and has their own time. Being by themselves.
That's what I've heard of those silent clubs where, you know, they don't want to break the noise ordinances and so everyone wears headphones and
I love to go to them. I bring my own music.
You don't listen to what everyone is being broadcast
no,
to each
other? No.
What do you listen to usually?
Usually Sinatra.
I'm sorry, Larry. Sinatra.
That's all right.
Yes.
Sorry, Larry. I can't help it. When someone comes into the room, we have an open door policy, obviously. But when someone comes in the room, I can't help but ask them a question. But obviously, our business is concluded. Now that you know that we're in the middle of a show, you shall be exiting.
Sure. Well, if you're in the middle of a show, even better. This is a wonderful day for you.
Oh. Because I'm doing a show. Well, obviously, I'm speaking to Larry Blackman of Cameo.
Word up.
Nice to meet you, sir.
You too. She's strange.
But how do you feel about it, though?
I like it.
Okay, good.
Thank you. You are the proud recipient of an edible arrangement. As you could tell from my uniform.
What?
You probably can tell.
I couldn't tell. How do you describe that uniform?
It's an orange jumpsuit.
Right. Because oranges are in edible arrangements?
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, I know it's a clue, but it's not.
Well, yeah,
you know,
it's
I thought you might
clues.
Be incarcerated.
It's one of the clues. Orange jumpsuit.
Okay.
I got a couple of earrings that are that look like kitchen knives.
And
do
it's
you see?
A pair of earrings, like a pair.
Yeah, Scott, you're smart. You're smarter than the usual Scott, I have to tell you.
Oh, wait. Scott Speedman?
Nah, not very smart. You ever met him?
Scott Skiles.
Not too smart.
The
average.
Two Scots.
Yeah, the two Scots in the world. But you know what? You're the smartest Scot.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, got a pair of earrings.
Uh-huh.
And then I got, you know, just a fruity personality.
Okay, so orange jumpsuit.
Yep.
Pair
check,
of earrings.
Check.
Fruity personality.
What else? What else
I mean,
did
you're
that
describing
spell?
The entire cast of Orange is the New Black right now.
Very good. Well, Edible Arrangement is a silent sponsor of them, so that makes sense.
Too silent, I would say, because no one really knows.
It's subliminal. If you watch, go back and watch it. You'll find yourself about mid. Well, no, you go back and watch it.
No, thanks. I'll take a pass.
I'm not going to leave until you decide you're going to go back and watch it.
All right. Just to get you out of the room, sure, I'll watch it.
All right. You go back and watch it.
All right.
Mid-third season, maybe. You'll find yourself thinking about a bunch of pineapples on a stick.
I mean, I'm definitely thinking about it right now because you say I have an edible arrangement
that is
promised to me that someone is delivering to me. This is exciting.
Yes.
Larry, have you ever had an edible arrangement? Do you know what this is?
You know what, Scott?
It's not candy.
It's not candy, because I can't feel it when she walked or when she talked, didn't take over me. Mm-hmm.
So an edible arrangement is normally an arrangement is of flowers or some sort of organic plant material.
Sure. Traditionally, yes.
But an edible arrangement, and you're a spokesperson for the company,
well,
I would
I'm a
assume.
Delivery person.
Well, I think every employee is a de facto spokesman.
That's very generous, but they have asked me a number
They've
of times
not to talk.
Speak about the company.
Okay, because of your fruity personality?
Because of my fruity – I also have a lot of big opinions about how they're running their company. They don't always jive with how I actually run it.
I want to hear about these. Okay, but describe what edible arrangements actually is without getting into trouble with your boss.
Sure. Well, you know, the way an edible arrangement usually is, I would say, is, oh, you're having a birthday, you're having a baby, you got a promotion, somebody spears
there
a bunch
of— There are a lot of occasions that one can celebrate with an arrangement of any sort, edible or non-edible.
Sure, sure. So, you know, maybe you just got back from a trip or
somebody died.
Or, or, you know, I don't know,
I think we've
lost your dog,
spectrum
but
of-
it's okay.
You lost the dog, but it's okay that you lost the dog, or you found
old.
The dog and it's all right.
No, no,
the
it
former
was old, and you were like,
and it's fine.
Hemming
you know
and hawing, like, what will I do with this dog?
This
I don't
want to
put
best.
Him down.
Right.
Now it's off of my chest.
Now, it's in God's hands now.
So someone who really knows
Doggy
your deep
God.
Inner life would get you an.
Do you believe there's a different God for dogs?
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
You kidding? They got fur. Everything with fur has got a different God.
So wait, everything with fur has the same God, or they all have different gods? What
no,
are you,
everything.
What are we
with fur has got
so there's a fur god.
Oh yeah,
there's a skin god.
Yes.
What other well, I guess what are insects? I guess they have exoskeletons of some sort.
Yeah, but that all goes under tiny god.
So anything tiny.
Yeah,
what if it has fur?
There's nothing that tiny. There's nothing that tiny with fur.
I guess so.
What's
I mean some worms kind of seem like they have fur.
But that's not
caterpillars
fur. Well,
or maybe they're just hairs. What sticks out of a caterpillar? Larry, do you have any opinion on this?
I don't know. But I tell you what, Scott, caterpillars gross me out. They crawl too slow.
Really? You would appreciate, you would think, like, how fast do you want them to go?
I want them to go a little bit faster, Scott.
Like, what, 20 miles an hour?
Maybe less than that, about 17. How fast can you throw a...
17 miles per hour.
How fast can you throw a bowling ball, Scott?
Oh, God. I mean, you know, those can get up there to, I would imagine, up to 35
miles
an hour.
You can throw a bowling ball 35 miles per hour, Scott?
I don't know.
Wow. That's impressive.
I don't. Well, if it were to keep going, you know, at the time where I release it, I bet it's going about 35. If it were to keep going, but as we all know, it needs force applied to it in order to keep going. Anyway, this is not a physics lesson. Certainly, you have an edible arrangement.
I've got an edible arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
It is for you.
It is for me, and,
yes.
And it's made up of. I guess we never established what edible arrangement.
Sure. Well, when I picked it up to deliver, it was made of some pineapples, cantaloupe.
I cannot wait.
Some
I love
grapes.
I love this. Some
well,
grapes.
Well, don't get excited.
What?
Because I spruced it up a little bit.
What does that mean? Spruced
well,
it up.
My big gripe with edible arrangements is that they're not specific. You know, they don't really tell you anything about the occasion that you're celebrating. Do you know? Like, it's not like every occasion calls for a bunch of pineapple.
Okay, I guess, but the flowers are the same thing in a way.
When that's the flaw.
They're decorative,
sure.
But with an edible arrangement, they're decorative, and then you can chomp into them.
Well, yeah, but also they say something. They say, like, oh, you're not a boring old flower guy.
Right.
Something special.
Okay, but
right?
It's not specific enough for you, though?
It's not specific enough for me. I think at this point, you get an edible arrangement, your eyes glaze over. You're like, I could have gone to the grocery
glaze.
Store.
Actually, I'd appreciate like some of that fruit being glazed.
Sometimes it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the chocolate-covered strawberries.
I'm realizing we don't know who is sending me this arrangement, nor what I'm celebrating.
Well, you got to... There's a card. I could open it for you if you want.
But you've already spruced it up because it's not specific enough for me.
Yeah, well, I would never open the card.
Oh, okay.
That's
so then
illegal.
Why do you think it's not specific enough?
Well, because...
You don't know what I'm celebrating?
Sure, but I did the math, you know? I did the math. I was like, all right, this is going to a Scott.
Right.
I know.
It's not Scott Speedman.
It's not Scott Speedman.
Not Scott Skiles.
It's not that other Scott. I know this is a gentleman. He can see well. He could he's probably an adult. This isn't coming to a child.
How would you know that?
Because who sends a child an edible arrangement?
That's true. You know, because some of the bananas, I think, are very phallic. It's a weird thing to send to a child.
Very inappropriate.
Of either sex.
Yes. And I assumed it was probably... a get well soon.
Really?
I
don't know how, why you would think that. Why?
Well, you kind of do the math. I figure this is not a birthday edible arrangement because they got a small size for a birthday.
Okay.
That's a faux pas.
That's, yeah, you want to be sending one of those large ones for a birthday. Because a birthday only comes but once a year.
Exactly. So you
but
save
someone
up all
can
that
get
cash.
Sick several times a year. And if you're going to be sending 12 of these things for someone who gets sick on a monthly basis. Yeah, it's got to be a small one.
You cruise the hospital, everybody's got a little EA.
Just a little one. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, EA is edible arrangement, obviously.
Oh, yeah, that's
that's what you guys
call jargon.
It?
Jargon, yeah. Oh, yeah, because we're turning them around so fast, we don't have time to say edible arrangement.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So saves time for you. So you assume it to get well. I have been sick, as a matter of fact.
Well, congratulations.
Okay, thank you. So how did you spruce this one? I'd love to get a look at this
thing. Sure. Well, you know, you could open it up. I obviously changed the wrapping a little bit. I put it in a lockbox.
Yeah, this is so interesting. Yeah. I wonder if Word Up would be the combination to...
Well,
what was that combination, by the way? It was, you said it was 9, 6, 7, 3, 8, and 7. Does not open it. No.
Nope.
No.
Word down.
Word down. So I should try word down.
Word down, yes.
That's 9, 8, 7, 3. 9, 6, 7, 3. 3, 6, 6, 9, 6, 6. 9, 6, 6. Oh, my God. It opened it.
And
word
there
down.
You go.
It's the code word. No matter all your fruits, got you know it will be 8. Oh.
Oh, my God. Gosh. Okay. Well, this. Okay. Let me get a look at this thing. Let me pull it out here. And
no, careful. Some elements of it are sharp.
Sharp. Yeah. Like scissors or like cactus or
a little bit. I went down to the medical supply store. I got a couple of syringes.
Oh no.
Well, you don't have to use them. They have.
Did they not dispose of these properly?
They're new syringes. They're new syringes. The medical supply store, not the medical trash store, Scott.
Okay.
And I filled them with a little bit of grape juice.
Oh,
because it's still on theme.
I guess so.
That sounds delicious,
right?
Shoot it in my veins.
Yeah,
you could. Shoot
am
it.
I supposed to be shooting this intravenously, or
you could? I like to shoot it in
just
my
right
mouth.
In the mouth.
Yeah, it's very. It's a very.
You ever hear of that dentist, by the way, who he was convicted because he would like fill up syringes full of semen and then shoot it into his patients' mouths?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds. Fun.
That's disgusting.
Then there was a different doctor who would like wander the halls of like Whole Foods or something, and you like squirt semen on people's backs. Is that strange? There's a whole subculture of people squirting semen out of syringes on people.
It's very confusing, but in a way, I understand.
It's a weird world, isn't it?
Everybody's just trying to make their mark, you know?
I guess so.
Squirt on me.
Don't squirt. No.
Don't squirt on me. You think that doctor was Conrad Murray, who killed Michael Jackson?
I wonder if he killed Michael Jackson by squirting semen into his mouth.
Good thought, Scott.
Oh, my goodness. Look, we need to take a break, but this is very exciting. We're going to reveal the edible arrangement.
Sure.
I can't believe this, but can you stick around? I never got your name, by the way.
Oh, Nance.
Nance.
Yeah.
Okay, Nance is going to stick around. She's delivering me an edible arrangement, which she has customized to have syringes full of grape juice.
Yep.
And of course, we have Larry Blackman, the lead singer of Cameo. We're in the middle of a very extensive interview with him. We're just a minor interruption, but we do need to take a break. Speaking of minor interruptions, and we will be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Dreams, the adventures you snore through. When you really think about it, am I right, folks, or am I right? If you have a dream that you're currently snoring through, why not make it into a reality with Squarespace? You want those dreams to become realities, right? Well, Squarespace can help you out with that, son. Squarespace makes it easier than ever to launch your passion project. Whether it's something you literally launch, like a competitor to SpaceX, or I don't know, you're selling clothing or you're selling knickknacks or bait that you put at the end of fly hooks. Who knows what you want to sell? Whether you're looking to start a new business, showcase your work, publish content, sell products, and more, Squarespace is the tool for you. Let me tell you about Squarespace. They got beautiful templates. And these templates aren't created by just some dumb idiot on just off the streets. No, these are created by world-class designers. And you have the ability to customize just about anything with just – here, let me demonstrate. Click. I just customized something by saying click. Voice activation. No, they don't have voice activation. But with just a few clicks, you can easily make a beautiful website your own damn self. Squarespace's powerful e-commerce functionality lets you sell anything online, and analytics help you grow your site in real time. They don't care what you want to sell. They'll let you sell anything. They do not care. They're apathetic towards whatever you want to sell. No, they're deeply invested, and they want to help you do it. Everything is optimized for mobile right out of the box, and there is nothing to patch or upgrade ever. And look, buying domains, let me tell you a secret. Psst, over here. Buying domains is simple. Yeah, it's easy. Buy all the ones you want. Buy hundreds of them. Like a weird internet squatter. Go ahead and get all the help you need with Squarespace's 24/7 award-winning customer support. Squarespace empowers millions of people, from designers to lawyers, artists to gamers. And listen to this, even restaurants and gyms. Can you fathom this? The lowest of the low. In the business totem pole, restaurants and gymnasiums, they help them. Yeah, they help them turn great ideas into something real. Head to squarespace.com/bangbang for a free trial. And when you are ready to launch, use that offer code bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That is squarespace.com/bangbang, offer code bangbang. Comedy Bang Bang, we are back here in the midst of a what I'd like to think of as groundbreaking music journalism, a long in the front, free in the back form interview with Larry Blackman of the musical, groundbreaking musical combination Cameo is here. Welcome back, Larry, to
Thank
the show.
Thank you, Scott.
So good to see you. Before the break, we were interrupted by Nance over here, who is an employee of the Edible Arrangements company. It seems to have a lot of problems with the company.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Scott.
How they're run, you mentioned?
But they're running themselves into the ground.
Into the ground,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've taken a couple business classes, and I know the only way to make a good business is to surprise people. And
I don't know what you mean by that. That seems like an odd thing to state. The only way to make a good business
is to surprise people.
How does that mean? So, like, I go to a coffee shop in the morning.
Sure.
What kind of surprise are we?
Well,
like that it's open or that it's closed or that they're selling products.
Or that, you know, the coffee is hot. You know how McDonald's spilled that coffee on that lady, burned her all up?
Yeah.
And have you ever forgotten the name of McDonald's?
That's true. I guess I knew it beforehand, but anytime I think of like a burned pelvic area, I think of McDonald's. So.
There you go. Surprise. Good business.
Surprise.
Surprise. Surprise.
Strange. Strange. And I like it.
And you like it, yes.
Very good.
So you think that Edible Arrangements should be surprising people more often?
Yes. I think they've lost an element of surprise. They've lost a whole market they could corner by being more personalized with their arrangements as
Got
well.
Got it. And speaking of which, we have an edible arrangement delivered here to the studio. I guess I have been getting over a flu and my left flu just went viral. And I've been getting over it, but I have an edible. Yeah, sure, you say?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, so you agree with that.
Sure, okay. Sure.
So I have an get well edible arrangement here, and you've customized it.
Yes. Yeah.
And before the break, we talked about how you put syringes full of grape juice, which I appreciate the heads up because I did reach in there and they're pointed directly at the opening of the lockbox.
You would have thought I would use the sharp part to stick it in the arrangement,
but you've really
bored some holes the in handle there. Of yeah, it yeah. into there. Took me a long time, a lot of tries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many tries?
11.
Wow, yeah. That's a lot of tries.
Yeah. Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you like Stranger Things?
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Really?
Little girl named 11, she's strange. And
you
I love
like
it.
It. Yeah. Oh, you love it. Wow.
Just the way she is.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Season 2 out there on Netflix currently. And so let me get a look at it. Let me try to pull this out without sticking myself.
Yeah.
Although if I stick myself, I guess all I'm going to get is some painful grape juice.
That's right. Because
lower layers of my skin, mm-hmm. I guess.
And a good story.
I don't know. How
sounds like painful bliss.
Well, try to tell it.
What's painful bliss, Larry?
Getting stuck with a grape juice syringe.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that is an example of painful bliss, yes.
Sure.
All right, so let me pull this thing out and get a look at it. And, oh, my gosh, look, this is the only word that I can think of when I look at this is monstrosity.
Oh, yeah, very big.
Yeah.
The bottom layer, you know, everything in an edible arrangement is usually stuck in kind of a styrofoam dome.
Sure. And I love edible arrangements is getting a lot of great press on this show.
Oh, yeah.
But normally it's a styrofoam dome.
Yes.
There's no other way to say it. Styrofoam dome.
A styrofoom dome. I've been have them call it a styrodome,
yeah.
Forever, but again, sure. I've not heard.
But this is certainly, normally it is a styrodome.
Yes, and I built a dome out of Vaseline, because when you're sick, you gotta put that on your lips and under your nose,
because
you're blowing your nose, smacking your lips, everything gets dry.
Just constantly going, I think I'm sick.
Yep. You're sick. I knew it.
Mm-hmm. So this is a Vaseline bottom.
Yes, Vaseline bottom.
Wait, it's just oozing all out. It's not contained with anything.
You gotta, it honestly should have been refrigerated much sooner. I didn't know we'd get to chatting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've been chatting for a good 25 minutes now. And the Vaseline is no longer refrigerated and is, in fact, sort of hot to the touch, I've noticed.
Yes, yes. Well, I do all my deliveries on foot, so also everything gets a little hot from my
You do it on foot. Well, that's an interesting choice. Do you not have a driver's class license? Or?
Oh, no, I got a driver's license. I just got to get your steps in, you know?
Oh, copy that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so bottom layer Vaseline.
Sure, bottom layer Vaseline, and then a bunch of, you'll see the white pills are Percocet.
Oh,
the littler ones
definitely
are
definitely more edible of an arrangement than normal.
Sure.
My goodness, Percocet.
Percocet. Molly Percocet.
Right, thank you.
Yep.
So now you're working future side of the street, I noticed.
Oh, yeah. Pass some of that Percocet.
Okay, here you go. Here's some, I'll go halvesies on this with my guest. So there you go.
I'm going to need, if you've got, $50 to $100, like, I would appreciate that. Because I put Yeah, you could call it a tip.
Isn't the tip normally associated with the person who bought it? Like, if it's delivered properly, then the person who bought it would tip?
Well, but that's another wrong. That's wrong.
Wrong?
Well, yeah.
Am I supposed to tip you even though I didn't want the gift, I didn't ask for it, suddenly I have to tip for it?
Well, if you bought the gift, unless, I wouldn't put it past our surveillance state these days, but whoever bought this isn't going to watch you open it.
Okay, so you have some real weird ideas about government.
We're being watched all the time. That's why I don't have a cellular phone. I don't have a television.
Is that why you walk everywhere as well, so they don't track you?
Well, that's why whenever I'm in my car, I always go at least a mile out of my way because I don't want them to know my paths.
I see. Okay. Interesting. So you go a mile away and then walk the mile?
Or yes. Okay. I park a mile away from where I'm going and I walk a mile.
All right. How often are you late places?
Constantly.
Yeah. When was I supposed to get this?
Yeah. Yesterday.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I haven't been sick in, probably a week or so.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Well, it also took me a couple of days to kind of readjust the arrangement.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're an artist. Okay. So we have Vaseline, we have Percocet.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have here? We have the syringes full of grape juice.
Yep. You got some tissues kind of draped over the whole thing.
Yeah. It's not, it doesn't look good.
It's not supposed to look good. You're sick.
Well, an edible arrangement, like what? why didn't you just send me a pack of Kleenexes and a bottle of Percocet? And, you know, I mean, an arrangement is supposed to look
good.
Because
I'm not a doctor. I'm in the business of cheer.
Yeah, but something that doesn't look good is not cheery. It's, in fact, quite depressing. There's just, like, dirty Kleenexes over it with Vaseline.
You like, I made them – they're not real dirty. I made them – dirty with a little bit of vanilla frosting.
Oh, it's not boogers. It's just vanilla frosting?
No, you can eat anything on this arrangement.
The Kleenexes and the syringes?
Yeah, you can eat a Kleenex. You ever try to eat a Kleenex?
I'd never tried. I don't want to.
You should try.
No, thanks.
It's very soft. You chew it enough, you can eat it.
You put all the vanilla sauce you want on it. I'm not going to be eating Kleenexes.
Well, your loss.
Who is this from? I don't see a card on it.
Oh, it is from... It's...
Do you have anything in your order history or your work order?
It's odd. It's from an anonymous source.
An anonymous?
Have you ever gotten an anonymous edible arrangement before?
I have not. I normally, the people in my life tend to sign things as, you know, they don't want to send an edible arrangement on deep background, you know?
Sure. Well, you know, maybe this is somebody who is afraid of being tracked. Let me see if I can... Look at our system of orders and see where this came from. Maybe if I give you an address.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm here with Larry Blackman of the band Cameo. We just scraped the surface, by the way, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Are you looking over at Nance right now? She's just staring into space right now. She's not looking on a computer or on her phone or anything like that. She's just, her eyes are ping-ponging back and forth, like she's almost like who was that autistic fellow in the movies back in the 1980s? Do you remember that person?
Rocky Dennis.
Wait, you're talking about Mask? I don't think he was autistic. I'm talking about the guy who's like, I'm walking here.
Rain Man.
Yeah, she's like got a Rain Man kind of thing going on. If you notice this,
I do see it. She said she don't have a phone. Yeah. I don't know who you can call without a phone, Scott.
Yeah. I don't know what other way to describe her is other than she's unusual.
Unusual. Perhaps even strange.
That's better.
And
you're
I
right.
like it.
Yeah, that's better.
Do you know anybody in Orlando?
Nance? No, I don't. I don't know anyone in Orlando.
Okay.
How did you come up with that destination?
Oh, I looked at our list. I looked at our backlogged list. Every day we get, I print out our orders and I look at them and then I commit them to memory.
Oh, okay.
Because if I'm ever captured, I don't want to give up the secrets of who is ordering.
But you know them.
Yes, but I'm bargaining on the fact that if I'm captured, I will be hit in the head.
Okay, so you'll be in the head and you'll forget it all?
Yes.
So you just don't want to leave a paper trail there for the
captors? I don't
want to
be captured and have somebody steal a paper with valuable information.
Why would anyone cap? First of all, how would anyone know that you work for Edible Arrangements?
Well,
aside from your fruity personality, your orange jumpsuit,
sure.
Do you mind looking it up again? Because I need to talk to Larry here.
Oh,
for a second.
Try
to find.
I'll look you on a street address.
Yeah, street address
all right.
If you could.
Okay,
Larry. Yes. You know, I don't think that she actually works for Edible Arrangements because she's just wearing an orange jumpsuit. I think that she might be an escapee from some sort of detention facility.
From the prison system. She did mention orange is the new black.
That is not a lot of people talk about that, although not so many anymore. But I'm starting to worry that we have some sort of escaped mental patient or prisoner here who's just gained access into the studio by pretending to have an edible arrangement. Yeah.
All right. So if I'm going to – the system's asking for a little more information.
The system of your
– Well, the system in my memory.
Okay. So you just memorized – did you ask every possible question to the system and
you
memorized what it would say?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's what I do when I'm there at night after we close.
So you're there all night, all night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm very committed
to
the company.
Where do you live if I
– Where do I live?
Ask? Yeah, why did you ask what I just said? It's almost like you're stalling.
No. You want to know where I always live or where I used to live? I mean, I've lived in a
I look, if someone were to ask me where I live, I wouldn't list every single address. I don't think I even could list every single address I've ever lived at. I mean,
if you're captured, nobody would know where you used to live.
But why would anyone be interested in that? I'm just merely asking where you actually live now. You don't live in the edible arrangements place, do you?
Well, define live.
Where do you sleep at night? Where do you hold your pillow tight?
Well,
that's a good way to look at it. Where, sure. You know, where everyone lays and holds their pillow tight is really one's home.
Yeah. Yes. I live at 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
Where's that?
Huh?
Now, you said huh as if you were stalling for time.
What? Word up.
Oh, and now you're saying word up. It's almost like some sort of verbal tick.
Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, okay. 1313 Mockingbird Lane in Detroit?
Yeah, Scott.
Right, 1313 Mockingbird. That's where I live.
That ain't where you live, because I live there, too. And I don't damn, I ain't never seen you.
Well, there must be a couple different ones.
There must be. Maybe there's a north and south.
Yeah.
Certainly couldn't be an east and west.
Sure.
Yeah. You know what, Nance? We need to take a break.
I could stay. That's fine.
Okay. If you're going to stay, I'm going to make a few calls to some people in the studio.
Okay, probably nothing I can't hear.
Yeah. I may just maybe text them or something like that. Yeah, some emails or something. But we're going to be right back. We're going to kind of take care of this situation when we come back from a break. I'm in the middle of my extensive interview with Larry Blackman of Cameo.
Word up!
We're going to be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang, Blang Blang as well after this. Guys, I know you were just listening to Insert Your Show Here, but we're here to tell you about another awesome Earwolf show, Off Book! The improvised musical with Jess McKenna and Zach Reno, pronounced like Reno. Every week, Jess and Zach improvise a brand new musical with a piano player, a drummer, plus a special guest. Insane! The guests are awesome people you know and love from the comedy world, the Broadway world, and all the other places. Guests like Scott Aukerman, not a fan, Paul Scheer, Paul F. Tompkins, Nicole Parker, Brian Safi, and so many more sing and rap and dive into all the musical fun. Talk about guesting on Off Book if you have already. So listen in and subscribe wherever you get your podcast fix and get ready to sing along, body roll, or just silently groove along to Off Book. Comedy Bang Bang. We're here with Larry Blackman of the musical group Cameo, and things have taken an odd turn here in the studio. We have Nance here, ostensibly from Edible Arrangements.
Why would you say ostensibly?
Do you need a definition of it, or do you need reasons?
No, I know what it means. I know it means what I'm someone posing as an Edible Arrangements delivery person in order to shake down people in a studio for cash?
Shake down.
Breakdown,
honey.
You're busted.
Theme from Miami Vice.
Yeah.
By Bob Seger.
I've never seen it. I don't have a television.
Yeah, really? You've never seen Miami Vice?
No.
Wait, in your opinion, what is Miami Vice?
It's about someone who puts a lovely edible arrangement inside a safe.
Inside a vice?
My understanding is a vice. A vice is not a safe.
A vice is something that clamps something.
Oh, a vice is something that squeezes.
Yeah, you ever see Casino where they put someone's head in a vice eyeball pops out?
Almost
as if it was a grape popping out of an unpeeled grape.
Oh, that would be a very good that would be a very good edible arrangement.
Also, Vice is a magazine that's undergone publishing empire that's undergone some troubles as of late.
Okay, well, because nobody uses a vice anymore. Nobody needs to read about it.
It's not exclusively articles about vices.
Oh, then that's probably its problem. Yeah. Probably could use a rebranding.
Yeah.
People go to that magazine.
Yeah, what if it was like news? They should rebrand themselves as news.
I'm always looking for a magazine that will tell me about the news.
Right.
Also,
Vice
is also something that you can't control that you do. It something that you do that's a bad habit.
Yeah. Do you have any of those, Larry? I'm trying to, you know, sneak an interview in here with you, even though we're kind of in a hostage situation, it almost feels like. But do you have any bad vices?
Well, Scott, I don't smoke cigarettes. Mm. I don't drink alcohol. Mm. But I do think I eat a little bit too much candy. I can feel it when you walk, even when you talk.
How do you feel about the candy, though?
I feel candy. Sweet, sugar sweet, wrapped up tight, so good.
It's so good. Oh, so okay, that's where I needed to go. It's so good.
Strawberry, raspberry, all those good things.
Mm. Now you're
none of
fruits.
Them are in that edible arrangement over there.
Yeah, we've been delivered an edible arrangement consisting mainly of Kleenexes with... She says it's vanilla frosting. I'm starting to suspect that the way her eyes lit up when I mentioned that dentist and other doctor, that it may be some other sort of glazy white.
You think I shot semen into those tissues? You think I got a bunch of syringes of somebody's semen and I'm shooting them in a tissue and I came here to watch you eat a tissue full of semen?
I don't. You
think I'm just wandering around town trying to make people eat semen tissues?
I'm certainly not the one saying that.
How would you have known that?
I don't even know why I brought it up originally, but it's certainly not the edible arrangement that I expected when you said that you had one.
Right.
Have you found out who sent this, supposedly?
Oh, yeah, it's your mother in Orlando.
Yeah. So,
your parents, do you have family in Orlando? It's so, it's someone, their last name is definitely Ackerman.
Okay. But here's the issue.
Sure.
I don't know anyone in Orlando. I don't come from there.
Did someone move?
No, I would know. I would know. If someone in my family were to move all the way out to America's Droopy Dick in Orlando, I don't think that I would forget something like that. So,
did you get so sick you forgot?
I don't think that I haven't been hit in the head by any captors yet. So,
right.
I don't have any amnesia here.
Okay,
Nance, can I offer a theory?
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Nance, you don't work for Edible Arrangements. Nor EA, as you call it, even though you know the lingo, which threw me off for a minute.
All right.
You definitely know that they call it EA there.
Yes.
That checks out. But I think that you found some trash in possibly a garbage can outside, some Kleenexes, some syringes. Maybe you brought the syringes because you have this fetish where you like to squirt semen into things. I don't know. That part of my theory is incomplete, but then you posed as a delivery person to bypass the extensive security here at Earwolf Studios and thereby gaining access to us, possibly, I think, because you wanted to have some sort of altercation with Larry Blackmon here. It certainly couldn't be me. You're obsessed with Larry Blackmon. You're obsessed with Cameo. And you're now here in the studio with us, and there really, unfortunately, are no ways for us to escape without getting around you.
Oh, no.
Very clever, Ackerman. Very, very clever. Somehow,
you're not going to get out of this by complimenting
me. I only can imagine, through extensive research, you've pieced together nearly my entire plan.
Nearly?
So
I was right on... How much of it was I right? Was I right about the garbage can? Was I right about the semen? Was I right about...
You were not right about the garbage can. I did carefully purchase all of these items and put together this edible arrangement.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. I mean...
But I thought... I've been casing you for weeks.
No.
Trying to figure out where you work, what you do, what you would like. Are you sick?
So how did you case me? If you didn't know where I worked, what was the origin point? You know where I live?
I know where you live.
You saw me on the street and you followed me one day. What?
I followed you one day from, you were at 1711. Mm. I followed you to your car.
What was the address? 1711 what?
1711 Way.
1711 Way?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you're at 1711 Way.
Okay, 1711 Way Street.
Mm-hmm.
W-E-I-G-H.
Yes. Yeah, W-H. Yeah. Not,
right.
Yeah, not to be mistaken for W-H-E-Y.
Y, yeah,
Street.
Like Kurds.
Sure.
Yeah, that's on the corner of Kurds and,
I followed you to your car one day and I said, this is a man who will meet Larry Blackmun one day.
Oh.
Wow.
Good plan.
The foresight on that plan. And you grew up a fan of Larry Blackmun?
Au contraire. Mm. I grew up a foe of Larry Blackmun.
Oh, no, not a foe.
Oh, yes. Ever heard of this song? Word up.
Oh, no. She caught me. Song that I stole.
What? You stole Word Up?
Scott.
No, Larry Blackmun. No, I've loved Word Up.
I got a secret to tell you, Scott.
I think you already told it. You stole Word Up.
Oh, okay.
Do you have details, though?
I do.
Okay, God.
One time, I was sitting in Cat's Deli. I stepped outside to eat some candy.
Oh,
and
they don't allow candy inside Cat's Deli?
I just needed some fresh air.
Okay, got it.
And so I walked out. Somebody was sitting on the sidewalk playing a guitar.
Mm.
And I heard a melody. It went a little like, word up.
So it went, dun, dun.
Yeah.
So was it just the melody or were there lyrics
There were
attached?
Words, too.
Oh.
And that word was, word.
Followed by. Huh.
And so I said, excuse me, miss, what is that you're singing there?
Mm.
And she said, word up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I said, thank you.
Asked and answered right there.
I ran straight to the studio.
Wow. How long did that take you?
5 minutes.
So close by.
Close studio.
So that's over by Katz's Deli.
By Katz's Deli.
Yeah.
I ran right in. Turned on the boards.
You didn't pause outside for a while. You just ran right in.
Ran right in.
Mm.
Turned on the boards.
Mm-hmm.
Laid down the beat.
Mm-hmm.
And said, y'all pretty ladies around the world. There's so tell all the boys and girls. And
then you added lyrics later. Yeah, that was a guide vocal.
Absolutely. So I knew what key to keep singing in.
Right, yeah. Well, this is interesting. And are you saying that you are that woman who sang Word Up on a guitar out in front of Katz's Deli, lo, these decades ago?
The very same.
No.
Scott. And once I turned on my radio in my car before I stopped using my car radio because of the definite surveillance state,
mm-hmm.
I heard that song. I said, one day, come hell or high water, that man will eat a tissue full of semen while I watch and savor the experience and finally feel that I have gotten my revenge.
Wow. So this will be a savory experience for you.
Yes.
As opposed to most edible arrangements.
Yes, it will be as savory as
sweet.
A cheeseburger with no ketchup.
What?
Okay. So I see what the situation is here now.
Yes.
Nance, you were a songwriter busking
yes.
on the streets
yes.
With your song Word Up.
How Word Up.
So you only said Word Up. How
yes.
how different is your original to what came out as the – obviously, Larry here was adding to your original.
Sure.
All he heard was Word Up and then
– Nearly identical.
Nearly identical.
Yes, mine is like, Word Up, give me little coins – give me some money, I could get a sandwich.
Okay, so actually quite different now that I'm hearing it.
My coin sounds like boys.
So you are the originator of Word Up.
Yes.
Larry Blackmun, you've been living a lie your entire life.
Yes.
You've reaped the rewards and success of this song, and it does not belong to you. You are a thief, you are a charlatan, sir, and I believe that certainly the only solution that we have here is for you to eat this Kleenex filled, chock full to the brim, full of semen.
Full of semen.
While Nance here savors the experience. I think it's the only way. And as an impartial judge here, I'm certainly not a Judge Sean Hoffman, but as an impartial judge here, I have determined that that is the only way that we are going to settle this matter. Now, Nance?
Yes.
Do you agree that if he eats this Kleenex full of semen, that you have no claim on any sort of royalties for this song? Financial or otherwise?
No, I will. If you eat
in
this—
in perpetuity?
If you eat this tissue, these tissues full of semen.
Wait, you've changed it to these tissues?
Well, they're all.
Wait a second. We only agreed to one.
You were on board here for a second. I'm afraid we're going to have to hold it to the original deal. One tissue.
A single tissue.
But look
can
at the
I
way.
Can I pick the tissue?
You can. All but right. I have to say, all of these are so frosty and glazy. You've really loaded them up.
They're all full of. Where did
you get all of this semen, by the way?
I traveled across the country.
No.
I went to every bus stop.
Hell no.
This is semen from all 50 states?
This is semen from all 50 states.
Wow.
Minus the ones that I would have had to take an airplane to get to.
My favorite states.
The airplane states.
Hawaii and Alaska you would have enjoyed?
That would have been fine.
So, Larry, I mean, you are a rich man. Due to this song.
I am. I could just give you royalty payments if you like.
It's too late for that. As soon as I leave here, I have to go back to a federal penitentiary.
Ah. So you did escape from a federal. Okay.
You got it right, Scott.
Where else can you get an outfit like this?
That's true. Okay. And a fruity personality.
And a fruity personality.
From being in confinement for so long.
Yeah.
So, Larry, there's really no other way around this. I'm going to have to ask you to eat this Kleenex.
All right.
You know what? Maybe you could pretend it's some other treat of some sort.
Well, let me taste it and see, Scott. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! Surprisingly, it tastes like candy.
How do you feel about it, though?
I can feel it in my bum. All of this cum. It takes over me.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, how do you, Nance? Are we good?
We are so good.
Did you savor the experience?
You know, that experience was extremely savory.
Okay, great.
It was like eating a mouthful of truffle salt for me. It was a wonderfully savory experience.
Well, I'm glad that we could make a love connection here on the show.
Larry Nance Jr. of the Los Angeles Lakers.
I don't know why you said that, but okay.
Because Larry Nance.
Oh, Larry Nance. Oh, got it. Got it. All right. Well, we're running out of time. We just have one last thing here to do on the show, and that is a little something called plugs.
Another plug time, although it's
that was another plug song by W. Brett Maddox.
I wrote that.
You wrote that too?
That was stolen from me.
W. Brett, you got a Kleenex coming your way.
Careful. I'll find you and I'll stuff your mouth full of cum, Kleenex.
All right, what are we plugging here? Larry, I'm so sorry that the time got away from us and we didn't get to the interview, although there were quite a few revelations, namely that you did not write your most famous song. But what do you want? I'll give you a chance to plug anything.
I'm going to be at the Cat's Deli every day.
I bet you are.
Eating cheeseburger with ketchup.
Mm.
So good. So good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nance, I'll give you a chance to plug something.
Sure.
Normally we don't let interlopers plug things, but feel free. Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, I would, if anybody wants to write to me, I'm sure I could get you an edible arrangement from prison. Mm.
I have to say, your plan worked perfectly. You saw me on the street.
Yeah.
It's been decades since this person stole
My song, yeah.
Stole your song, and you just said to yourself, this guy looks like a guy who will meet Larry Blackman someday. And yeah. It paid off.
Oh, yeah, I'm very intuitive.
How long ago was that?
How long ago did I see you?
Did you see me at 1711
Must have been...
Way Avenue.
Sometime in summer 2013.
Wow, okay, so it's been quite a few years you've been following me around, but it paid off. Yeah, congratulations to you.
I feel so happy. I can't tell you how complete I feel.
Yeah, well, it's back to the slammer for you, back in the clink.
Yeah, back in the clink.
What are you in for, by the way?
Manslaughter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one, so it was kind of an accident.
Yeah, manslaughter, she wrote. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I accidentally toasted someone's hand in a toaster.
Oh, yeah. And it killed them.
Yeah. And that's why it was manslaughter. I did the hand in the toaster on purpose, but I didn't know it would be so traumatic.
Oh, yeah, it led to that. Okay, well, that sounds like a story for another episode.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I want to plug, you can see the Comedy Bang Bang TV show on Netflix. All episodes, all 110 are up there. And then go head on over to Podswag and get some Comedy Bang Bang t-shirts. You can go check those out and, whatever else is going on. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Whoa, what a bag, it's time to open it.
It's time to open the bag.
It's time to open it.
It's time to open the bag. It's time to open the bag. It's time to open the bag. I open the bag. I open the bag.
Thanks for an interesting show, Larry. I'm sorry that things got away from us, but I hope that all of your future endeavors work out. Hope you're enjoying the Percocet. You've taken quite a few of those, by the way.
It's definitely making the cum rag taste better.
Okay, so this is making it go down easier. Nance, good luck to you.
Oh,
winning you out.
Thank you so much. Depends.
You're probably going to get some extra time added on for escaping.
But it's at this point, I could live the rest of my life in jail and be a happy woman.
I bet you will.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure I will.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Well, we'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Want to hear Earwolf pilots before anybody else? We made a podcast feed just for you. Earwolf Presents is full of great stuff, like preview episodes for upcoming shows, peeks behind the paywall, and pilots for podcasts that haven't even been made yet. It's like getting to listen in behind the scenes here at Earwolf. Starting January 21st, Earwolf Presents will have a bunch of new pilots for you, like Edgar Montplaisir's The Wokest. Catch conversations between the wokest man in the world and comedians like Risa Lechea. Also, hear upcoming pilots The Florida Cast, Wow, You're Native American Too?, This Week in Sports, and Carl Alarm all throughout the month. Let us know what you think of them with hashtag Earwolf Presents. Subscribe to Earwolf Presents to hear more great episodes from around the network and behind the paywall, like an episode of Drew Tarver's Strictly Business with Derek Contrera, or Act One of Matt Besser's punk musical, Stolen Idea. Just search for Earwolf Presents in your podcast app and subscribe so you don't miss an update.
Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said, tough luck, and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi-connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.